RSM Central's Form Express.
It's time for the Form Express on this Thursday, the 23rd of September. Let's hear what Mark Hunter has to say regarding this meeting at Cranbourne.
She's nice and relaxed. She has the earmuffs on to keep her that way. And just the way she travels, like last start, they went very slow.
So that is not Mark Hunter. Let's go to Mark Hunter right now. All right, then. Kenny Keyes on Caliper. Let's see what he has to say about the chances of Caliper in race number three.
So there's really good improvement to come. If she handles the straight, she's going to be very hard to beat.
And here is Starlea and Simon. Well, Starlea's trainer, Simon Zara, and Starlea goes around in the third as well.
Really brought her along nicely. He's always had a plan for her. And she's, you can see why he's been so excited about her, but he never put the cart in front of the horse. He's always let her do the talking, and you can see it.
And all right, then we've got a problem with our system here, so we'll continue to move on here. We'll have a chat to Shane Montgomery, and hopefully he can help us back a winner there at Hawkesbury. Hello to you, Shane. Good morning.
Hello, Gareth. Good morning. Good morning, all.
Where do we start with your specials there at Hawkesbury?
Yeah, mate. In race, well, the last race, number three, Bullet Rider. Bullet Rider's no put-in, take-out job, but he is at about a $5.50 chance, or he was the last time I looked, and I thought they were fair odds, Gareth. He was produced first up after a stable change here over this trip last start. He overcame a tough run to score. He's got an inside barrier today. He should have a lot less to do. So race eight, number three, Bullet Rider, I think's worth a bet. I'm hoping the best all days in race two, number four, Another Thing Coming. I was also an acceptor yesterday at Gosford. They worked out that this was the best target, and I think he'd be hard to beat. He dug deep to score within this distance range at Wyong last start, and he can be expected to hold his form. Race two, number four, Another Thing Coming. In the quaddie in the first leg, 1-2-11-12. The second leg, 3-9-11-14. 4-5-6-8 in the third leg, and in the final leg, 3-7-8-9.
Good on you, Shane. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Ian Humphries has done the form for the other New South Wales meeting at Lismore. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How do we back a winner there at Lismore?
Well, we'll start today in, find it for you, mate. Race four, number three, which is Bailey's, was well supported when resuming at this track. Ran really well, much fitter now. Instead of getting out to the 1,525 metres, I think he's the one to beat. Race four, number three, Bailey. And then we'll go to the Cup, the Lismore Cup today. Race seven, number one, Machina Volante. She was an easy winner here in the prelude last start. She gops in weight today after the claim and a couple of key scratchings. I think he's definitely the one to beat. Drawn barrier one. So race seven, number one in the Lismore Cup. The quaddie, the first leg, will take numbers 1, 3, 4, 6 and 7. The second leg, 1, 3, 4, 5, just 1 and 5 in the cup, and come home with 1, 2, 7, 8 and 11.
Enjoy Lismore Cup Day. Thanks for that, Ian.
Thanks, Gareth.
Howard Walters has done the form for the Queensland meeting at Ipswich. Good morning, Howard.
Morning, Gareth. We'll start in race one, number nine, Legalese. Now, this horse caught the eye at Eagle Farm last start, held up from the top of the straight to the 200, and then she found the line. This is a weak maiden. She should just be too good for them. Race one, number nine, Legalese. Race six, number two, Head Up High, Matthew Dunn. 2,100 horses go. There's no on-pace opposition. Barrier one, hard to beat. Race six, number two. And the quaddie, 1, 3, 7, 13. 2 only, 6, 7, 1, 6, 8.
Go and get them. Thanks for that, Howard.
Good on you, Gareth.
There's Howard Walter there. We might take a quick break here on RSN Central. This is the Form Express on this Thursday morning. Coming up next, we've got the first at Warragul, and then we'll have a look at Cobram with Robbie Orber and the Trots. Melton tonight with Dan Malecki, and Jason Adams previews the Metro Greyhound meeting at Sandown. Harness racing this afternoon at Cobram. Robbie Orber will be doing the calling there. It's a 7-race program. The first is about 53 minutes away. Good morning to you, Rob.
A very good morning to you, Gareth. A beautiful sunny day at Cobram as well.
Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddie, please?
A couple of shorties here today should be winning. I feel, obviously, the last leg at a quaddy, race 7, number 4, Beach Music, this very smart 3-year-old filly, as we know, will be heading to the Victoria Oaks. She's probably the third stringer behind Ladies in Red and Tough Tilly. Not much between the two of them, and Beach Music being a stablemate, taking a Cobram today. She should be winning the last. She's probably an anchor leg for the quaddy. I thought race 3, number 1, Holy Stars, is another one that's probably going to be on the shorty side of the price range, but she's another very talented filly. Gets a pole position here today. She should be able to make the most of it and be very hard to beat. Looking for some value for today. Look, I thought maybe race 2, number 9, Dallas Patrick, and also in the same race, number 4, Miss Tyler, who was my top pick originally. I think both of them are over the odds, and I think they both can run a nice race in the second. And for a quaddy today, a first leg race 4, I think there's a few chances here. Number 2, Joey's Hangover. 4, Tweet About It. Number 5, Let's Dig It. And 6, Gerald and Wax. So numbers 2, 4, 5 and 6 in the first leg. Second leg, 3 really nice horses here. 1, No Motive. Number 5, About to Peak, who comes down from New South Wales. Very nice horse. And 6, Vintage Blue. So 1, 5 and 6 in the second leg. Third leg at a quaddy, a little bit wider here. We go with number 5, Parisian Artiste, who's first up, nice trotter. 6, Maestro's Going Well. 7, Ted Secret, who was a good first up win. And number 11, Love Gun, who's got loads of ability. Second up, he'll be very hard to hold out. So numbers 5, 6, 7 and 11 in the third leg. And the final leg, I think we can come home with number 4, Beach Music. She does look very hard to beat. If you wanted to play a little bit wider from the favourite, maybe number 1, Cody's Colt, had a chance from the barrier draw.
You know, I love a question from time to time, Robbie, with a question without notice, but these metropolitan meetings that Victoria are serving up each and every week are sensational. That Kilmore Cup meeting tomorrow night is a superb card. Have you had a look at, say, the Kilmore Pacing Cup?
Yeah, look, it's a great race, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't had a real deep study of it,
yep.
But when you look at the horses engaged here, I mean, this is an outstanding race, as is the Trotters Cup as well. Looking for the Pacing Cup itself, I'm going to stick with Amazing Dream. I think she's such a talented mare. I think she'll be hard to beat, even though she takes on some very, very good horses in the second row draw. So I'll probably be sticking with Amazing Dream in the Kilmore Cup. And I thought Red Hot Tooth would run a really big race in the Trotters Cup tomorrow night. Gareth, I'm expecting her to be right in it.
Yep, terrific car. Good on you, Robbie. Enjoy Cobram. Good calling.
Thanks, Gareth.
Dan Malecki, you'll join me a little later on for Green Light On, so we won't get his tips for that big meeting at Kilmore tomorrow night, but we need his selections for Melton tonight. Hello to you, Dan.
Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your specials? And then you know the drill these days. We want your best bets and then a quaddy, please.
Absolutely. Race 2, number 7, Defensive Guy. I don't know if you caught his run first up. It was in a stand. He blew the start. He had no hope after that, but he still ran on so well. It was such an eye-catching run, and it was money for him. Mobile today. I think he just has to do everything right, and he's the horse to beat. Race 2, horse number 7, Defensive Guy. And I thought Ample Power would be too good in the claim of race 4, number 9. I actually thought it'd be shorter. Gareth, it's about $1.80 when I looked either that or the sunlight playing tricks with me. I thought it would be more like $1.30, $1.40. So they're my best bets, race 2, number 7, and race 4, number 9. And for the quaddy, I thought there was a bit of value there. And this is one of my more open quaddies that I've constructed. I don't think I've put one to you that's been over about $40 for a long time. But this one is first leg 1, 3, 5, 7, 8. Second leg 3, 6, and 12. Third leg 1, 4, 6, and 8. And the fourth leg 4, 6, and 8. And it's twilight times today, so just be aware in case it sneaks up on you halfway through the afternoon for the Melton card.
Good on you, Dan. Good calling. Enjoy.
Thanks. Talk to you soon, guys.
There's Dan Malecki there. Jason Adams previews a big night of greyhound racing at Sandown, or twilight racing there at Sandown. And some of the stars of the sport will be doing battle in match races as well across there in Adelaide. Hello to you, Jason.
Morning, Gareth. You're right. Aston Rupee over in Adelaide. Looking forward to seeing him cut loose in that meeting at Sandown tonight. It's quite good. There's some stars throughout, as you mentioned, and a free-for-all for the stayers. Not often we see one, but when it pops up, all eyes on it. It's going to be a good contest.
They won't beat Aston Rupee in Adelaide, will they? Surely not.
I'd be stunned. I think the only one that's capable of going near as fast as what he can is Webleg Blazer. But, I mean, Rupee's the fastest dog in the world, so hopefully he gets a clear run, which we all expect him to. And been a bit of debate around what's a good time at Angle Park, if there's one way to sort that out, Quick Smart, send over Aston Rupee and see what he can do.
That's a very good point you make, Jace. What about tonight at Sandown?
Tonight, I've got three as normal. So first of them comes up in race number three, number six, Russian Sub. He's done really well at the moment. I mean, he's always been a dog who can set some good time in the city. He's a city winner in the past, and the draw's not perfect, but his past few have been good, and they're not only on the eye, but his times have stacked up pretty well too. So that's race three, number six, Russian Sub. We'll then go to race seven, number two, Untapped. And this is quite a good race, but I think with her, look, she was one that took quite a while to, through her education process, to really know what it was all about. But once she's got her confidence all together, she's put together some really good performances. She's fast, so hopefully she can get the start right, and she'll be leading for a long way tonight. So that's race seven, number two, Untapped. We'll then go to the free-for-all, race eight, number six, Jack Spale. And I'd love to know how many free-for-alls he's been a part of throughout his career, because he's in plenty, and he races well in plenty too. He wins a lot of them. So I think with a vacant box on his inside, he should be able to get away cleanly. Lakeview Waltz is the clear danger on his outside. I wouldn't want him too close to Jack Spale, but I think Jack can... conditions favour for him to produce some of his finest work. That's race eight, number six, Jack Spale.
Quaddy?
Quaddy, first leg, 1, 3, 4, and 8. Second leg, number six, 1 out, 5 star. Third leg, 2, 5, and 7. And then the final leg, 2, 6, and 7.
Mapunga Ruby v. Gypsy Wong v. His Tears.
It's a cracker. I reckon Mapunga Ruby wins. I think she's quicker than Gypsy Wong at the moment, over 700. No, Gypsy Wong's still got a bit to learn, but look, Ruby's gone super quick here in the past. And looking out the window now, Gareth, the sun's out, blue skies, it means perfect conditions for setting good time.
Can't wait for it, Jace. Good on you, mate.
It's going to be great. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Jason Adams there. Mikey Velasaris, he's a miracle worker. He's fixed the computer for us, so let's hear what Mark Hunter had to say regarding his best bets at Cranbourne.
Yeah, we'll make the best on a tough day with quite a few open races. We'll make the best, race 8, number 16, Tycoon Bucks. We'll make the value, race 5, number 1, Rubra. The quaddy, pretty wide, so maybe a flexi. First leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 11. Second leg, 1, 3, 4, and 7. Third leg, 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Come home with 13 and 16. Play of the day, I'm playing the trifectas in the last race. We'll go 13, 16, first and second, field third, and just flip them around. 13, second, 13 and 16 first, field second, and 13 and 16 third.
This is Kenny Keyes on Caliper. She looks tough to beat in the third.
No, no, she's put herself in the picture. She's a nice filly. Does tend to get back out of her ground a bit, which is one of the problems. But, you know, the form around her at the moment is pretty strong, so hopefully she can get the job done.
Simon, Zara, Matty Ellis and their stable's flying at the moment. They have Starlea in that same race.
Yeah, you know, I love the way this filly's just trained on from her last run. She looks absolutely spot on. Her coat looks good. She's put weight on. And she's got a bit of experience in drawing a gate. So I thought she should get the run of the race, and I thought she'd be hard to beat.
And Pepper's Ghost is an odds-on favourite for Allerton and Zara. In race number six, he's Simon once again.
He's going really well, and probably should have been won his last two. Just going to get, hopefully, just needs a little bit of luck from the gate early. If he gets that sort of run, I thought he'd be hard to beat to get again today.
And as we were mentioning just before with the footy fill-up, Michael Voss now has been officially announced as the new coach of the Carlton Football Club. He says, "I take on this role with a great sense of pride and excitement for what's to come." He's the 35th AFL senior coach of the Carlton Football Club. So well done to Michael Voss. Finally, he breaks through for another job in AFL as an AFL coach. So he's been around the system for a long time now. He spent 5 years at the Brisbane Lions. It didn't quite work out at the club that he made his own as a player, three-time premiership winning captain there at the Brisbane Lions. He had some success as their coach that lasted 5 years, and then he's been an assistant coach around a few AFL clubs, but he's had a really successful time as an assistant under Kenny Hinckley. He has been for a few jobs over the past 5 or 6 years trying to get back into the AFL system as a head coach. He missed out on the Carlton coach when David Teague got it a few years back. He was a $1.30 favourite, in fact, to be the Carlton coach last time they were looking for a leader. He missed out on the Collingwood job there just recently, but now he's finally got another crack at it. Michael Voss, the new coach of the Carlton Football Club. We'll take a quick break. And after that, we'll take your questions, 0416 90 50 52. Get them in because our coach of RSN Central's racing team, David Gately, will be ready to go with his game plan ahead of a big weekend of racing.